How do you think you'll handle if you're the guy that gets the team's top cornerbacks now? You think that'll be what happens, and how will you handle that?
Honestly, I'm not sure how it's going to happen. I think they'll probably play a lot of straight-up defenses, base coverages. They probably won't cloud to one guy's side, but you know, at the same time, if I do go against the best cornerback on the team, it's a challenge I'm willing to take and excited about.
How did Eddie Royal and Demaryius Thomas look out there too today?
They're good. You know, Demaryius had a lot of deep balls, and he's running good. It's exciting to see him back, and Eddie's back to his old self as well, running great routes, catching the ball, and it's good to have a mix of a lot of receivers now, being able to get in and out, and just to have them back is fun to watch.
How personally are you excited to just have this kind of new young gun era starting off? Obviously, Brandon Lloyd's gone, and now you're emerging, and Demaryius is coming back finally.
Right, yeah, let's see, Eddie's probably the oldest guy on this receiver core, so it's good to see a lot of young guys emerging and getting the chances, opportunities. It's going to help us grow, you know, as individuals, but also as a core, receiver core. And I think the more reps we get in practice, the more time we give it to him, the more confidence we get in ourselves.
Chemistry kind of a work in progress with young guys and a young quarterback?
Yeah, it always is. You know, being a young guy at the head spot there, quarterback, it's a tough position. That's the toughest position on this field. So for him to get comfortable with us is just the reps from individuals to team, and really getting that timing down and trusting each other. That's the biggest thing I think we have within that group, is that he trusts that we're going to be in the right spot, we're going to catch the ball when he throws it up.
What did his comfort level look like today, especially going into Miami in his first start in 2011?
He looked good. You know, our game plan is installed for the first second down, so he looked like he handled it well, he's leading the team in the huddle. He's getting the play calls called out right, which last year he kind of struggled with, is kind of mumbling his words together. We weren't sure how to line up, so he's doing better of calming down and making sure we line up and making right reads. You know, he's not making mistakes, and that's a big thing for a young quarterback.
How important is it to have somebody to stretch the field like Brandon did, so that they don't put eight men in the box?
Oh, yeah.
For a ball control?
Yeah, very important. You know, I think part of that is Brandon's, just his skill set is that he's a deep threat guy. He's good at adjusting the ball in the air, but at the same time, if we just take the chances with us, I think all of us can take shots down the field. It's just a matter of calling it, and that's something we're going to try to get back to, is being a balanced offense, being able to run the ball and being able to spread them out down the field so they're not just keen on a run game and short pass.
Do you think any of you four could be the deep guy?
I think we're trying to all mix in and be able to, because so they can't key out, okay, this guy's a deep threat, we got to cloud him, where if everybody has the capability of making plays down the field, it just allows us to be more explosive.
Beyond Tim's quarterback skills, we also hear a lot about passion, excitement. Is that tangible and in practice and rubbing off on you guys or noticeable?
Yeah, he's a go-happy guy. I never see him in a bad mood, to be honest. And it's good to have, because a lot of times football is a grind. And, it's some days are harder than others. And, he might not be having the best day physically or mentally, making some mistakes. But he's always, looking at the positives. And that's something I think that does rub off in the huddle. Yeah.
Cool. Thank you.